So again, Omalei Rebbe said back, Metunach. Rulataychu Metunach means like from your weight. Rashi is the means, Yatich means from your swore, like from what you're saying, I'll answer you back. Again, the question was that Ula said that if you give matnas kuna even to a kahanas, even to a bas kain. And the question, Rebbe asked the question to Ula, it says that a minchas kain we know is kula kol, you have to burn the whole thing, nothing is, nothing to be eaten from it. Mashenka says that if a kahanas, a bas kain brings a mincha, it says it is necheles. So who you see, it only applies to kain, not to a bas kain. So Rebbe said back like this, Aaron Obonuk Suvim Bapasha. By a mincha, it says clearly Aaron Obonuk Suvim Bapasha. Therefore, it only applies to a kayin and not to a kahanas. The Rashi says, Vazois teras a mincha akrevaisa b'nei Aaron. V'chiv v'nechziv v'hed yeh b'nei Aaron. It says clearly b'nei Aaron is lemute b'nei Aaron. It comes to exclude b'nei Aaron. Avo matonis, the b'matnas kuna, the Ula said, like sibu el a kayin greido. V'mashma kayin v'fidu kahanas. Therefore, this would not be kash and ula. Ula shita is you can give matnas kun even to a bas kain. Now the must say the very bishmo tana, the very bishmo learned that kain for loy kahanis. He says no, the mitzvah only applies to a kain and not to a kahanis, even matnas kuna. And the yul matzosim in a mafurish. Learn out where it says sosim from mafurish. Rashi says kain stam dechsev gabi matonis mi mafurish rebnei aron dechsev gabi mincha. Rabbi Shmuel says we do learn out a regular when it says the word kohen by matnas kuna from the word kohen by mincha. Adjusted by mincha only applies to bnei Aaron and not to bnei Aaron, who did matnas kuna also only applies. You only give it to a kohen and not to a bas kohen. Devei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov ton, he learns kohen mafil kohanis. No, he learns no. You give it to a kohen, even to a kohanis also. Why have a miyat acha miyat? We have miyat acha miyat el rabbis. It's a mit after a mit, it only comes the rabbis. Rashi says, "Be alma koyim blekhanis." Usually he agrees as koyim blekhanis. Aba koyim nechsev gavi matonis by the matnas kunom. Here he holds afilu kanis like ulo the mashma. Boy, my time up. Have a mit acha mit. The bereisha the kruach sivit says, "Vzei yamishpat akhanim the mashma kanim blekhanis." Says everybody once koyim blekhanis. Oksivit says the other pasuk also says, "Vnosam akoyim asroya." The mashma again, nami koyin the mutakanis. So kral is ve'miyat achamiyat el rabbis. So therefore, here he agrees that matnas kuni can even give to a bas koyin, which is like ulas ishita. Now the Gemara says, Rav Kana ochal b'shul ishtoi. Rav Kana used to eat from the matnas kuna because of his wife. In other words, Rav Kana himself was a Yisrael, and his wife was a bas koyin. So he used to eat from the matonis b'shul ishtoi. Rashi says, Shoyse Kahanis, the Sphere Lay Koyim Afilu Kahanis. Therefore, they were allowed to give the matonis to his wife, and once she received them, he ate them. So, Ocha Bishvilishton. Rav Papa also, Ocha Bishvilishton, the same thing, Rav Papa also ate matnas kuna because of his wife. And even though he was a Yisrael, but since his wife was the Bas Koyim, he ate because of her. Rav Yemar Ocha Bishvilishton. Rav Yemar also ate matnas kuna because of his wife. Ravidi Baravin Ochal Bishvilishti, also the same thing, he also ate because of his wife. Omer Ravina said that all Mali Marema told me Hilchos Sakavosa de Rav, we paskin like Rav, according to Alocha before, that a Levi is a suffix, what is called an Amana. So a Levi is potif and giving matnas kuna. Hilchos Sakavosa de Rav Chizdo, we also paskin Rav Chizdo, he says Liel that Amazik matonis, Oishoklin is potif malishalin. And thirdly, Vilchos HaKavos of Ula. We talk a paskin like Ula, that Ula said before that a kahanas you're allowed to give your matonis to, loved off the kohen even to a kahanas. And Vilchosah ke Rav Ado Baravo. Rashi says this halacha is that the potanami benor shaleviyah mipidin aben. When a leviyah gives birth, so she's potter from pidin aben ke benoy shalevi. Because even though the father is Yisrael, but since the mother is a Levi, her son is also part of a Pidyon HaBen. It's non-Kahanim, a Levi, and Peturim, a Paragraze, the Bechoris. The Ashmina, Rashi says it, Vashmina Ravada, the Leviyah, Kalevi. That if the wife is a Levi, even though the husband is a Yisrael, she also has love like a Levi, but to be a Ptur in Matnas Kuna. And like the Gemara said, the Gemara itself says, it says like Leviya, Sheyol de Beno is Potter Michom Shloim, or Leviya gives birth, her son is also her Bechor, is Potter from Pidyon HaBen. Now the Gemara says, Tan Rabban, what like this in the Braisa? Hazroya v'lachiyayim v'yakeva. He's Matnes Kuno, Noegim b'chlaim v'kri. It applies even to Klein, even to Behemoth that's made from a different mate, and even from a Kri, it's a Sofak Behemoth, Sofak Chaya, also Yechayiv. It's like this, that Rabbi Elazar Aymarim, Klayim habo mino ezo mino rochil chayv matonis. If the Klayim is from a goat and from a sheep, since they're both bechlal se nechnami, then you chayv matonis. But mina taish mina tzviya potter. But if the mother is a tzviya deer, is a chayo, then you potter from matonis. You potter mina matonis. Rashi says the sex siv loy tzvi. You have to have dafka set to have a chiv matonis and not a tzvi. Samar says, Michti, let's see. Kaimelon, we hold, we passed many from before, that linyan kisi adam or matonois, the parsha of mitzvah kisi adam, or matonois, lo mishkachas lo yela bit tzvi, habo lo taisho. So we'll only find this machlekes only in a case of a little bit tzvi, habo lo taisho, where a deer live with a female or ace. With a female seh. So, and it's like this, Machlokes says, Obein the Rebbe Eliezer, Obein the Rabbonin, Misafklu, they have a suffix, E choshin le zerav, E ain't choshin. We have a suffix, whether you're afraid for the zerav or not. Here the zerav at Tzvi is a chaya. And also, Viseh, Viafilu Miksa, Seh Kamiflagi. They also argue, when a Torah says a seh, is it, does it have to be a complete seh, or even a mixer seh? So it's like this. Masava one holds seh, feel the mixer seh. Yes, even the mixer seh is also mechuyiv in matnas kuna. So therefore, over here, the matonos, you would be mechuyiv on this klayim, even though the father was a tzvi, was a deer, and even I start to say yechoshin the zerav, but mostly be a mixture. But the mother is for sure is a goat, is a seh. So therefore, there'll be a chuyiv. I'll call upon him halfway in matnas kuna. Well, masava no. We do not say the Torah says the mitzvah of matonis is only by a vada iser, a complete ser. Here that the father was a tayish, was a tzvi, a deer. So since you have a suffix made with chishin zerav, therefore you be potter in a matonis. Smir says like this: Bishlam, it's very good. Rebbe Lazar, the potter, he holds the potter. Server, he holds ser full of mixaser. That a mixer say you don't say, therefore you potter from matonis, you don't have a complete say here. So it's very good why you potter from the matonis of such a client. Ela l'rabbonin, that they say no, you are chayiv. Why? Because they say sev afilu mixaser, it's on inami dekasavri sev afilu mixaser. So true, here there's at least a half of a ser. So you chayiv half for the matonis, good. But I call upon him palgo lishko. Let him give taka half. Here for the matonis he has to give. But the idach palga, the other half, loimele, let this Yisrael say back to the Kohen, I see rayad yein choshin azerav. I want you to bring me a proof that you're not choshin azerav. Because why do I have to pay all the matonis? The father was a tzvi. By a tzvi, you're potter from the matonis. Elomai, what? It's a chshayla. Maybe we're not choshin azerav. So it's a suffix. So hamoitzim mechaber all over rayad, the Yisrael should be potter from paying. Should be able to say, Lema loy, I see Rai, bring me proof, the inchoshin is a Rav. Ushkol, then you take the other half. Somewhere says true. Omer Rav, hu no bar chiyo, my chayiv nami dekoma. You know what kind of chiyiv you have, what do you say? He meant to say, chayiv v'chatzi matonis. You only chayiv half of the matonis, and echanami, not chayiv all of them, because it's only a mixasim, and therefore you only have to pay half of the matonis. You only have to give to Kain, half for the Zeroy, half for the Chayim, and half for the Keva. Most of Rebzeh asked the question. Kvi says Alocha that Kvi, that's a Sophic Behemoth, Sophic Chaya. Yeshpoit Rochim Shovel a Behemoth, the Yeshpoit Rochim Shovel a Chaya. Certain ways is limited to Behemoth, certain ways is limited to a Chaya. The Yeshpoit Rochim Shovel a Chaya Behemoth, certain ways is limited to both. Kate has it come out like this. Chelboy also ke chelav behema, the chelav, the fat of it, has nisa treifas fats, just like a behema. even though the chelab of a chai is muta, but it creates a self. You got to go to chumra, the chelab is also. V'domoy chai of the chaso is, and the dam of it also you have to go to chumra, to say it's chai b'kisi adam, kedam achaya, like a chaya. You have to go to chumra both ways, to a chai and to a behema. Now, drachim, there are certain ways, shovel a behema on a chaya, she'domo v'gidoy, asurun ke behema of a chaya. That the dam and the gira nosha shibo is also, whether it's a behemoth, whether it's a chai, doesn't make enough chmina. Both of them have the yisa dam and the yisa gira nosha. This is clearly kvi v'chai b'zroyev l'chayayim v'yakeva. The chai to give from a kvi to matonas to a kayin. For Rabbi Eliezer, point one, it says no yipota. For a koporim, the question is, v'yemisa, behold, like we said before, that even on the start to say that yichai b'matonas, yon chai v'hef the matonas. So this kvi is also, it's a sofa chai, sofa behema, it's also came from a klayim of a behema and a deer and a tzvi. Since so, chai b'chatzi matonis mi boi lei. It just should have said, yichai b'chatzi, not all the matonis. It's more so true, that's back of the law, all you have a chiv to pay is just half of the matonis. Just I did the tonne chel by v'domoi. Since it says what at the chelib and the dam of the kvi is also. So lemas nichatzi chatzi, there I can't say the loshin half and half. Because the whole dam and the chelib is also mishum hochi like a toni chatz. That's what it doesn't say either. By the matonis, the kohen doesn't say half. By nechnami, since it's a tzad to say it has to do with a deer, it's part of him here for the matonis. Nothing more says chiyosi rovin. When rovin came, over Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan says like this: kvi l'rabbonon, kvi according to rabbonon shito, chayu b'kul matonis. It's chayu b'lo the matonis. No, not only chatzi. But kulay, the tiny learn like this. Shor, when the pasuk says a shor, ma tamaloy mi imshor, but by matanis kuno. What's lush in imshor? The rabbi says a klaim, that even my klaim also the chiv matanis kuno. Se ma tamaloy mi imsa, what's about to say imsa? The rabbi says a kvi. So the parish pasuk kia kvi is marbo in the matanis kuno. For the more of Rabbi Lezer, he says no yipoto high im lomeli. What does he do with this word imsa? Is mibola lo chalik. They said you have to give matonos from each one separately. Because otherwise I would have thought to say yonim chayiv in matonos when you shech both a seh and a shor. And they were in to say no you chayiv each one separately. For the Gemara good, v'rabbonim l'chalik minolei, how do rabbonim know this svar l'chalik yichayiv matonos each one separately? Nafkuloi mi'es zoiv chay hazevach, match from each one separately. Rashi says hazevach match from afilu zevach echod. It's over Rabbi Eliezer, hi, may I say, Zoyv Chay Zevach Mayov, and then what does he do with it? He boil it like Rav, like Rav is Halacha. The Yomar Rav, oh, Hadini Matamach, and a Tabach. In other words, when the Kohen wants to receive his Matnes Kuna, he doesn't go down to the Yisrael himself, but he goes to the Tabach, to the Shechit, the one that checks the animal, he's the one that gives the Matnes Kuna. So you go to him, that's the Lashon of means the one that shechted the animal, the tabach, he's the one that gives the matana for the bailam. Now the Mishnah says, b'chor shenisaru b'meyom, you have an animal that's a b'chor, show Yisrael, they got mixed up with another 100 behemoths, shenisaru b'meyom. So like this, b'zman shemeyah shechten eskulon, b'zman there are 100 different people, each one has his own animal. Each one shechting his own animal. So lochuris pturin poitrin es kulon. All 100 like a potter from matnes kuna. Everyone has the right to say the one that I'm shechting is the bechor, and therefore bechor is potter from matonis. So every one of them is potter from giving the matonis matnes kuna. What's going to be echod shechting es kulon? Let's say one person is shechting for everybody. It belongs to one person, and then. Only one of them is potter from giving matnas kuna, like monashach. All 100 achulin. It's only one that's a bechor, so only one you're potter from giving matnas kuna on. Now the Mishnah says, Hashoichit lokoin ulovi kechovim. If you shecht for a kohen, a kohen's beim or for a goy, locher is potter min amatonis. A kohen is potter from matonis, so within a goy is potter from giving matnas kuna. Let's say somebody becomes a shutif, a Jew becomes a shutif, a Yisrael, with a kain or with a goy. So also now, Lamaisri is part of a giving matnas kuno. But Alochri is sorach sheyirshom. He has to make like a mark, a simin, on the animal. The people should know this does not belong completely to Yisrael, and that's why they're not giving matnas kuno. So you have to make a Yershom Tzorch Yershom. V'yamoma, let's say, V'yamoma Chutz Min Amatonus, Potem Min Amatonus. Then there's Potem Min Amatonus, meaning V'yamoma means if a Kohen sells his animal to a Jew, and he makes it nice as I'm selling it to you, but Chutz Min Amatonus, that the Matonus itself are not selling it to you. So Locher is then Potem Min Amatonus. This Yisro now is Potem, can give you Matnes Kuna. Because the matonis never bought. And the Yisrael is potter from giving these matonis. What's going to be Omar Mochali B'nei Meyeho Shaporo? A Jew goes to a butcher and to a sheikh and says, I want to buy from you the B'nei Meyeho, the insides of a poro. Voyobo matonis, some part of it was the keva. So, noisim l'kayin. The Jew that bought it still has to give it to the kayin. But, and v'yein menaka min adam, you have no right to deduct from the price, because you knew when you bought it that there is a keva there. So it's like you meant to buy even the keva, therefore, even though you have to give it to a kohen, you can't deduct from the price. What's going to be locha hemen of a mishkal? Let's say you buy a pound of meat, you buy by weight, then nois to the kohen, and by mistake, or the butcher gives you part of the matonis. So even those matanas you have to give to the kohen, but still the menakel min adam, here you have right to deduct this from the price, that since you wanted a pound of meat, means a meat that you could eat, that you can keep, and he gave you other meat, a kevom, so that you have right to deduct from the price. Now the Gemara says, V'yamai, why? Rashi says, Poitrin is kulon. Why are you parted from giving the matanas? The question is, Yavai, Olav Kayim Mishnei Tzadim, let the Kayim come to complain to the Jew from two Tzadim, two ways, and say like this, for Leimle, the Chur, the Kayim should say to the Israel, again in the race of the Mishnah, where you had a Bechor, Baal Mum, let's say, the God mixed up with other behemoths. So the Mishnah says that it belongs to 100 different people, like the raw potter from the Matanus. So the question is why? Let the Kayim say, V'Leimle, Monashach, like, E Bechoru, if the animal you have is a Bechor, so cool the Dehu. Didihu, the whole animal belongs to me. Or Bechor, even if it's a Baal Mum, it's a Matnas Kun, you have to give it to the Kohen. Vila Bechor, Elamai, you want to say the one you're shechting right now is not the Bechor? It is so Havli Matantoi? At least give me the Matanis then. Sadi, you have a right to keep the Matanis. So Monashach, the Kohen has a right to get his Matanis. So when it says, Amar Rabbi Shiyom, Bebor Lidei Kohen, O Mochol Yisro,